Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life.
Welcome to Blessed by Grace Radio. Wow, out Wednesday. It is our throne room Wednesday night. Tonight we are in the Apple Valley studio. The doctor is in tonight, and he will be taking all your prayers, your petitions, your praise report, your testimonies, your words of encouragement, also the throne of grace tonight. That is what our Wednesday night is all about. So we are so elated. Excuse me, guys. We are just so elated that you could be here with us. Truly, truly, truly elated you could be with us tonight as we take everything to the throne. And you know, it's Wednesday and Thursday as well. I always do inspiration. So for tonight's inspiration, I want to talk about patience. The reason why I want to talk about patience is because patience is a virtue. To have patience, to be able to wait for something, it's kind of like right now, when you're a new convert and you've just repented for your sins and you've given God that final eternal yes for that soul salvation that you've been seeking, that you've been hearing about, and you're patiently waiting for God to give you that precious gift of the Holy Ghost, you have to wait. You have to wait on the Lord. Wait, wait, wait. So sometimes waiting is a good thing because at the end of the waiting period, you have that awesome, amazing opportunity to have that gift that you promised us. Kind of like when you're engaged to be married, and you're waiting to that special day for you and your beloved to tie the knot together. You're waiting. It's not like you get engaged today and tomorrow you guys are married. I don't believe it happens that fast. Well, I don't think so anyway. So really, to be honest, we all wait. We wait on the beautifulness. We wait on the amazingness, things that can happen. You know, God's presence. We wait, we wait, we wait. He's given us the knowledge and the ability to wait. Patience is good. Patience can keep you calm. It can keep you in the midst of a storm. Trust me, a lot of times in life, we've had to wait when we were little. We had to wait our time and our turn for the slide, the park, the swings. We had to wait our turn in line for the water fountain in school. You know, you're in the grocery store, you're waiting in that checkout line. So you'll be next up to pay for your groceries, or, you know, you're waiting at the toll booth to pay for the ticket in order for your car to be in the parking lot. You know, everything has a wait. But when you're waiting for Jesus and you're waiting for something that's so eloquent and amazing is His Spirit, that's the best kind of waiting, because, you know, you're waiting for the ultimate ticket. You're waiting for that ultimate prize, the grand finale, the final analysis of the matter is what you're waiting on. You're waiting to get into glory with Him. You're waiting to be with Him for all of eternity. That's the final analysis of the matter. In reality, that's what we're waiting on, to have that one-on-one with Him. We're waiting to go to His kingdom. When He calls us from the earth, we're waiting to go to His kingdom. But while you're waiting, while you're having your patience and you're living your life to the best of your abilities, live your life in Jesus to the best of your abilities, in Him. Don't just live it, but live it in Him. That way you have an opportunity to go with Him at the end of the waiting period. You will have that chance. That's awesome. You know, it's so much goodness out there. It's amazing that we have this opportunity. We're learning how to be patient. I love it. Patience is a virtue. That is one of the things that a lot of people have a hard time doing, but we can learn to be patient and just wait. With that being said in mind, let us get together now and wait for the doctor as he is in. He will be taking all of our prayers, our petitions, praise report, conversations, communications, and everything like that to the throne of grace. He will. So I want to say thank you so very much for patiently waiting for us to get on tonight. See, keyword patience. And also thank you for patiently waiting. Again, keyword patience. While I give you guys my inspirational Wild Out Wednesday, Throne Room Wednesday. We're here to take everything to the throne with you. Here he is, the patience we've all been waiting for. The doctor is in, and he's going to be praying with us right now. God bless everybody.
Thank you, Sister Keetasha, for those excellent words tonight. Amen. That's a highlight in my life. Amen. Patient. Amen. Just be patient. Wait on the Lord. If you wait on the Lord will renew your strength. Praise the Lord. Amen. Patient is a virtue. We are so grateful to be back with you tonight on Wednesday night. Amen is to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. Beloved, we live in just in serious time. And as you pray, whatever what you ask the Lord for, I want you to believe it, that He'll do it for you. And as believing that, it will take patience for some of this to be fulfilled. You can't get in no hurry. You just got to wait on Him. He may not come when you want Him, but He's always on time. Tonight, amen, as we approach the throne of grace, let us therefore come boldly. Don't come afraid, but come boldly. But remember, amen, we're just moral people. We're talking to Almighty God. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, that God would have mercy upon us. We need mercy in this hour and time that we're living in. And find grace to help us in the time of our need. There's a period of, amen, we are in need. Now, we are in need of God's mercy. We're living in just perilous time, difficult time. People don't love the Lord like, amen, they used to. But the Word of God already have told us this. And we're going to stand on the Word of God regardless. Amen. If I have to stand by myself, I must tell truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, beloved, tonight, no matter what your problem is, it doesn't have to be sickness. But if you just want prayer for certain things tonight, get on that prayer line and let us take your prayer along with you to the throne of grace. Bishop Moore needs your prayers like never before. Amen. Satan is trying to attack this old body of mine. But I'm yet giving God the thanks and the glory for allowing me is to see another day. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to get ready to open up these lines and let us, amen, remember. Let us draw nigh with a true heart. When you come to the Lord, let it be from a true heart in full assurance of faith. Believing that, amen, God will answer your prayer. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our body washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Don't waver tonight. Amen. Don't waver. Stand firm on the Word of God. That he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God bless you tonight. We're going to open up, amen, the line for our first caller.
Caller from 818-358. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Good night. Hello, Bishop. Hello, Katasha.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord, my son.
Yes. I'm calling for prayer for my church, my father, you, Bishop, and you, Katasha, and also calling a prayer for me, myself, because I've been, for the last 3 days, I've been feeling low sick, and I don't know what's happening with me.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Brother Brandon, just hold your faith in Christ Jesus. That old spirit is not only attacking your body, attacking mine too. Amen. I don't have headaches, but lately, man, I've been having headaches.
I know that's Satan.
But amen, we're going to give our problem. We're going to take our problem to the Lord tonight.
Yes.
Amen. And I want you to believe, amen, that the Lord is going to undertake in these problems. Almighty God, tonight, as we come tonight, I thank you for my beloved brother, Lord, with the continuance of this prayer. Lord Jesus, that you bless everyone that he has asked you to bless the church, his home, his father. Lord God, and touch his body right now. Satan is trying to attack our bodies and our mind. But, oh, Lord God, give us strength right now. In the name of Jesus right now. We are overcomers, Lord.
Yes.
We stand on your word, Lord, regardless of what we're going through with, Lord. We're going to still give you the praise and we're going to give you the glory for what you have done and what you're done right now. Work it out in Brother Vernon's home, Lord. Work it out in his life right now. And touch that body of his and right now, Lord. Rejuvenate it back to where it's supposed to be in the name of Jesus right now. Satan, we come against you by the power of Jesus right now. And the authority of the Holy Ghost, we come against you right now. My God, we shall never rebuke and find that condition right now upon my brother. My God, in Jesus' name, my God, let that strength come back in that body in the name of Jesus. Father, that he may continue to glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name, I thank you for him calling. Lord God, watch over him. Continue to watch over him. Lord Jesus, let him know that you are the one that continues to raise him up, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you for him right now. Keep him under your blood in the name of Jesus. And we're going to continue to give you praise, Lord, for what you have done and what you're doing right now in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen. And God bless you, my son.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Katash. Thank
you,
Bishop.
God bless you. Caller from block number. You're not live on the air with Dr. Moore. Apollo.
God bless you, Katasha. God bless you, Bishop. My prayer request is pray my strength in the Lord. I've been a little down and out and weak in my little body. But just
all
pray
right.
for us all, baby. Pray for us all in your radio ministry and everybody
in
the whole nation. We all need prayer. Okay.
That's right. My
yeah.
God. In
Thank
the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. My God.
Yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
My God, we come, Lord. We see that there is a need of prayer. And, Lord, we
yes.
only can look unto thee. We only can look unto thee for our help. Our help comes
yes,
from you. I'm asking you to look down upon my beloved sister right now, Lord. And I don't know, it seems like things are happening to our old body. Lord, you know what
yeah.
we're going through right now. Even when we are attacked by Satan, we're going to give you the glory that you're able to raise us up in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes,
Satan, you
Jesus.
Have not done anything. My God, continue
yes,
to strengthen my beloved sister. Spend them a walk, spend them a talk, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Continue to bless our household in the name of Jesus. And we're going to praise
yes.
you for what you have done and what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your deliverance. Keep guiding us, keep living in the name of Jesus right now. We thank you
yes,
in Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop. Love you.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you. Call us from 747-295. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Katasha. God bless you, Bishop. Hallelujah.
Hello.
This is a pressing way. I'm so glad to
yeah.
hear your voice. Hallelujah. Yeah. In such a time as this, I went to Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 1 and 4. And we got to
All
comfort
right.
one another. We got to share that comfort. And it says
right.
we can comfort those in any
That's
trouble
right.
with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. See,
That's
sometimes
right.
God allows us to go through trying times, such as in illness and loss or a crisis. He teaches
That's
us
right.
through our suffering to appreciate the greatest suffering Christ went through on our behalf
right.
on that cross. So in turn of words, when we rely on him to comfort and strength, we will be able to comfort and encourage others in their
yes,
suffering.
Yes, yes.
So let us reflect on whom we can extend comfort because of what God has brought us through. We're going to go through some things. We just got to stand with each other. When one hurt, the other hurt. That's why we pray
yes.
and fast, Bishop. And we have to share that comfort when we're going through. Because
yes.
all of us is
yes.
weak and going through something. So I just have to share that scripture with you. Just pray much for my whole entire family, Bishop. I'm praying for the whole greater nation and family. And you, Bishop, and Katasha. I'm just glad to be back that you can pray and touch and agree with me on this comfort. We have to share this comfort that comes from Jesus. Whatever we're
oh, yeah.
going through. Illness,
Praise
loss, and that's what we're going through.
We
reflected on losses. We're going through some illness and some crisis. So we have to share
that's
that
right.
comfort from Jesus with one another.
That's right.
That's
right.
That's my prayer request for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, praise the Lord, daughter. That is a blessed scripture tonight. Amen. We got to comfort one another in the day and time. Amen. Jesus has told us, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Lord, I'll
yes.
be with you to the end of the world. So, amen. Even going through, we know, amen, that Jesus is right there. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
In our weakness, his strength shall make us perfect. My God, but it's just good. Amen. Yes, we are being tested. We are being tried. Praise the Lord
yes.
for that great faith My God, the Lord is, amen, testing us to see will we stand. Will we keep on believing
yes,
him when we see a bad?
Yes,
will
Lord.
We keep on praising him? My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it all. You paid the price on Calvary.
Yes.
We thank you for it all right now. Continue to strengthen
yes,
my sister, Lord.
Lord.
Continue to bless the Lord. Continue to give our revelation on top of revelation in the name of Jesus. I pray
yes,
for all.
Yes, Lord, in Jesus'
in
name.
In the name of Jesus. In state and out of state, my God, we claim in victory all over the world in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
My
yes,
God,
Lord.
Continue to bless the Lord. Continue to bless the Lord. Continue to walk in your
in the name of Jesus.
And we're going to give you praise, Lord, in our witness.
Yes, Lord.
Your strength is perfect, Lord. My God, my
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
My God, you didn't say, my God, it was going to be nice. But my God, you say,
yes, Lord.
In this world, we shall have trials.
No.
In this world, we're going to go through tribulation. So we're giving you praise
yes.
and we're giving you glory right now for what you love
in the name
do.
Of
and
Jesus.
And lifting up your holy name. And Lord, we claim in soul in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. My
in
God,
Jesus' name.
He was a son of Abiathar in the name of Jesus. Thank you tonight
one
for calling. God
okay, one more thing, Bishop. One more thing, Bishop. I got on the
yes,
phone
yes.
with Minister Ann. She said everything's okay and just keep her up in prayer. Just keep up, Minister Ann, out there doing the work for the Lord. I just got off the phone with her. She said tell everybody she's okay and keep her up in prayer.
Thank you, Sister, for that. Amen. We already got up in prayer, praise the Lord. But it's good to have been here from her, praise the Lord. And we just certainly, amen, keep her up in prayer as they somewhere in Africa, praise the Lord. My God, we
yes,
pray
Lord.
God, take them and bring them back safe in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Love you guys.
Love you.
Caller from 562-200. You know, live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Bless you, Bishop. Bless you, Kitasha.
This is Evangelist Harris
yes, calling yes. in. Praise the Lord. Thank you, the Lord, for this is the day that he has made. And I rejoice
yes,
in it. I'm glad in it.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. Praise the Lord. I'm calling in prayer. Praise the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Right.
Bad news. We had bad news from down south. My nephew's adopted son got murdered. Praise the Lord. But we know the Lord is aware of all things. Just asking you to pray and uphold the family. That is the Walker family and the Reed family. Also, remember my sister, she's not feeling well in her body. Praise the Lord. Remember the saints everywhere. Praise the Lord. And don't forget our land, especially here in California, what we're going through, what the people are going through here. Praise the Lord. We're praying for our church. Praise the Lord. And truly, we're holding on to you, Bishop. We're praying, praise the Lord, that pain is going to be lifted. Praise the Lord.
God
we know
you.
The Lord is able to do all things. Praise the Lord. So we believe in the Lord. We trust him that he's going to lift it. Praise the Lord. He said, if I abide, praise the Lord, in the secret place and under the shadows, praise the Lord. And this is what
yes.
I'm trying to do. Praise the Lord. I realize that when you walk with the Lord, it's going to cost you everything, Bishop.
Yes, right.
It's going to cost your life. And it's going to cost
yes.
my life, praise the Lord. But
yes.
I'm thanking for a Savior, praise the Lord, because I could be out here in another mix. That is going on now. And pray for the mind of the people, Bishop, because they're really losing all sight on reality. Pray for the minds
yeah.
of the people, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Pray for those that are concerned about losing their jobs, and some have lost their jobs. But we know God's got it all in hand. He's aware of everything that's going on. And we're looking for a better change, praise the Lord, because he's not going to leave us. Neither is he going to forsake us, praise the
no,
Lord.
No.
So we're leaning and depending on Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you, Mother. God bless you. God bless you. And amen. We know that you are a diligent, faithful servant of the Lord. And amen. And God gets the glory out of, amen, the suffering of his children. Praise
yes.
the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
He gets the glory out of it. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to take your request, amen, to the Lord for, amen, the one that lost a loved one in the name of Jesus, that God
yes.
will give them strength right now, because we know that there is no distance in prayer. Lord, we
amen.
Know there's a hurt in that family right now, but well, I'm asking you
yes.
to send your word and give comfort to them in the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, Lord, we're living in the last days, and Lord, some
yes.
of everything is coming upon the face of the earth. I'm asking you to remember my evangelist sister tonight. She don't feel well in her
yes,
body.
Sir.
Touch her for in the name of Jesus.
In
Lord,
the name
give
of Jesus.
Breath, Lord, in Jesus'
yes.
name. No,
Jesus,
give us a yes to your will. My God, no matter what we are going through with right now. Touch in the name
yes,
of Jesus. There is no distance in prayer. We send your word
yes.
right now, Lord. We
yes.
thank you, Lord God, my God, for the people, so my God. People like they done
yes.
lost their mind. My God, they have lost their mind. Satan
yes,
is in front of them, Lord. Satan is trying to deceive the very elect to be possibly taken. But you say that if you shorten, there shall be no first day. My God, touch your people right now. Bring them out of the
touch
wilderness
you.
Of hell tonight. My God, in the name of Jesus, young people,
yes,
my God, young people, I'm old
do
people.
It. Do it, Jesus.
Tonight, my God. Let
in the name of
word.
Jesus. In the name
word.
Of Jesus.
My God, hear your word. Let them hear your
do
word.
It, Lord.
My God.
Do it, Jesus.
Revive them, Lord. Let
hallelujah.
Them
move on them, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, revive them in the
name yes,
of Lord. Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Revive them, Jesus.
My God,
strength, Lord. To your people, Lord.
And I pray
in
for
the
every
name of Jesus.
My God, in the name of Jesus, we claim
yes,
it to arm right now in the name of Jesus.
In the
we
name of Jesus.
My God, that these requests have come for you. And we're going to give you praise in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God
amen. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you in radio land tonight. This is Dr. Moore tonight saying to you, come with holy boldness to the throne of grace. You backsliders, God is married to you. You're not going to get away. No matter what you've done, you may be running, but you can't outrun Jesus. I'm encouraging you tonight, backsliders, come on back to Jesus. Come on back to Jesus. He is the only hope. He is your only peace. He is the only somebody that's going to satisfy your soul. You done tasted him and how good God is. And you'll never forget the taste of the goodness of Jesus. Give up this old world. This old world that we're living in is a temporary thing. And it's going to pass away. And Jesus said, behold, all things going to become new. We only living out here for a short while. And we're living down here is to obey Jesus. I'm praying amen. For those of great and all nation on prayer list. My God, I'm praying amen for my own superintendent. Mother Pearly tonight, I pray amen for the Stewart family. I'm praying amen for the Jennings family tonight. And so many on there, I can't call amen. But I want to let you know, amen, I'm stretching out my hand to the Lord tonight and asking the Lord in the undertaking. My God, you know he's too big to fight. You can't fight him. My Lord. You might as well surrender to him. Amen. You can't fight him. He's too big. And he loves you tonight. You're in radio land. Amen. Call this number. Amen. Tonight. We are all going through. We are all of us going through. But let us go through together. Jesus said, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me. I want to say tonight, amen, you that, amen, is listening to my voice tonight. The Lord love you. He love you no matter what you're going through it, no matter how dark it is. The Lord love you. Men love darkness rather than they do light. And when I say men, that goes for woman as well. They love darkness more than they love light. Jesus is light. And we must walk in the light. Pray for our nation. Pray right here, amen, in the United States for our president. Pray for those that are in the White House, that they make the right decision. But amen, because we see they're making some wrong decisions. Put your trust in the Lord. You can't put your trust in government. You can't put your trust in man. Put your trust in Lord. Proverbs say, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Our understanding is unfruitful. Oh, let us pray like never before. Because we're living in a time, the Bible says, just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. We're living in a wicked time, and it's getting more and more wicked. You got time to call. Amen. We're going to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. Call that number. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid, amen, to call that number. Give your testimony tonight. God is too good to us. He will supply our every need with his riches and glory. This is prayer time. This is an opportunity time. Listen, my beloved. The old of saints is fading away from here. Those warriors, amen, that used to say before the Lord night and day, they are fading away from here. Prayer is not being sent up to God like it used to be. I'm asking you to grab hope. Young people, grab hope. Young people that are leaving us day by day, and they are not going to heaven resting with Jesus. Many people don't like to use the word hell, but amen, they are going to hell. Hell is not a nice place, and you don't have to go there. But you got to be obedient. You got to be obedient to the word of God. Yes, my beloved. Paul said we're living in perilous time. We're living in difficult time. Where people calling right wrong and wrong right. We done what we want to do, not what the Lord, amen, has commanded us to do. When I say we, I'm speaking about humanity as a whole. But the Bible says, amen, come out from among them and be ye separated, says the Lord. I'm talking about the righteous now. We don't do everything, amen, that the world does. But we have been bought with a price. And we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to Jesus. Payday is coming after a while. And oh, praise the Lord. When that time comes, if you haven't met the condition and it's going to be too late, it's just going to be too late. The rich man lifted up his eyes and he was in hell and he was in torment. But it was too late. It was too late. Turn to the Lord while you can, children. Amen. Joshua said, for me and my house, amen. Y'all can do what y'all want to do, but me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord, amen, until he comes and take me out of this world. He's too good. So, amen, James said, let us draw nigh to God. And he will draw nigh unto us. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up if you only will just come and humble yourself. Draw nigh. Lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset you. Lay it aside. Come on, let us draw nigh to the Lord. Call us tonight. God bless you. As I often tell you, there coming a time, amen, you're going to wish to hear an old preacher voice on the radio saying, call in for prayer. It's going to be too late. The day you hear my voice, the Lord say, harden not your heart. Today is the acceptable time for salvation. You can gain this whole world, but if you gain this whole world and lose your soul, what have you gained? You can have everything, amen, that the world offer you, and you lose your soul. What have you gained? You haven't gained anything. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what can he give in exchange for it? Your soul is so valuable tonight. Your soul is the one that called Jesus Christ, amen, is to come out of heaven and come down to earth, amen, and die on the cross. Your soul. It's important. Again, this is Dr. Moore tonight saying, God bless you. We love you tonight. Amen. And Jesus will love you, but you must obey him. The older saints had to pray. All of the old patriarchs, they had to pray. They went through the same thing that we are going through with. They suffered. But out of all of my appointed time, Job said, I'm going to wait on the Lord. I lost my children. I lost all of my wealth. I lost my health. But I'm not going to give up on the Lord. God bless you. Let's pray for one another. Amen. The coronavirus is not over with even as yet. And I don't care who we are. We are not exempted from it. But if you do catch it, amen, and you leave here and you don't have Jesus in your life, you ain't going to rest in peace. Again, this is Dr. Moore, amen, saying, every Wednesday night, if the Lord delay his coming and we can, amen, have health and strength. Sometime, amen, I be under the weather. I don't have the strength sometimes. But if God just give me a little strength to get on the air, amen, and I can pray for you. God lifted me up through praying for you. I'm praying for Mother Jennings tonight and her son. Amen. That young man will say yes to the Lord. You know, men and women, boys and girls are so difficult today. They know they're dying and leaving here and won't say yes. That's heartbreaking. I went in and prayed for a young man. And he said, Bishop, if you want to help me, just give me a little dope and you help me. But he said, other than that, you can't help me. Laying on the bed, dying, and still asking for dope. Salvation was nigh at his door, and he didn't want salvation. He wanted dope. We're living in a perilous time. Everybody, amen, that is preaching the gospel is not preaching the true gospel, no way. Jesus said, repent. Told Peter, amen, is to tell Israel, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. People don't lay the Holy Ghost on their side. They don't need the Holy Ghost no more. They know more than, amen, the Creator himself. Amen. God's word will not fail us. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand. The one that came, amen, from Sodom and Gomorrah. You done heard the story. One and coming for destruction. The word of God was being preached. Telling them, amen, to stop their evil ways. But, amen, they didn't think about stopping their evil ways. All they thought about was lust of the flesh and lust of the eye and the pride of life. And look what God did. He told Abraham, Abraham, I'm not going to hide the things that I come to do. I come down here to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And God rained fire down, fire brimstone down from heaven, amen, and destroyed that city and all the regions, cities around. Amen. He's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. God is not going to let man get away. Warning. You see the signs of time, that's a warning signal. You see the crisis in life, that's a warning signal. God is warning, warning, warning his people. But he's coming at an hour that we think not. We don't know when he's coming. God bless you. Let us be patient. Let's wait on the Lord. I believe we may have one caller.
From 443-467, you're live on the air with Pastor Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Katasha. I'm praying. I thank God just allow me to see one more day on a brand new day that's never promised to. I just want you just to continue just to keep the city of Baltimore in prayer. Keep the city of Los Angeles in prayer. Keep the churches all around the world, the nationwide, in prayer because God knows it needs it right now. The world needs it. And what you just said was an encouraging word. And it just needs it. It just needs prayer. Also pray for my family, keep my family covered in the blood, and myself in prayer. That's my prayer request.
God bless you. God bless you, Minister Whitehead. Stay encouraged like never before. Amen. Because when we see these things, Jesus tell us to look up because our redemption draws nigh. Amen. Our blessed hope.
Yeah.
Our blessed hope is on the way, praise the Lord. God give me to take his children out of here. Praise the Lord. So we are encouraged, amen. We are encouraged, praise the Lord. But for the world is in trouble. The world is in trouble. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So, amen. I'm going to encourage you tonight. Say, be strong, be strong. We're going to see wickedness, amen, increase like never before. We're looking at it. Amen. Little children, amen. In this generation and time, they are far more wicked than it was when we were coming along. Knowledge done increased, and they done learned more, amen. And wickedness kept it flourishing all over the world. But keep your faith in Jesus. Keep your faith in Jesus. Amen. The race is not given to the strong, nor the battle to the swift, but he that endures until the end. Almighty God, mighty God, Almighty God, look down upon my beloved brother right now and the city that he living in, Baltimore. My God, we bring these cities up before you. We bring them up, Lord, before you. And ask you, Lord God, to have mercy upon them, Lord. My God, I'm not asking you to destroy nobody, but have mercy. Have mercy upon them, Lord.
Have mercy,
Lord, and save them. I know it's not your will that any should perish, but all come to eternal life. Lord Jesus, we're praying for the churches, that the churches may come together. The churches may be real. Get the churches on one accord in every city, in every nation. In let the sons of God stand up like never before, Lord. My God, take the fear out of them and give them holy boldness in the name of Jesus right now. Give them revelation. In Jesus' name right now, we come against the forces of hell. My God, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities and spirits of weakness in high places. My God, tear down in the name of Jesus. Keep this man of God under your blood, Lord. Keep him long. Keep him strong in his back, Lord, in his mind, in his spirit, in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue to give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Thank God, amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Mr. Whitehead. God bless you.
I love y'all too, Bishop and Guitar.
Yes. God bless you. Amen. Don't forget to pray. A man must always pray. And not think. We done quit getting around the dinner tables, talking to our children. We all go our separate ways. We done forgot the love of Jesus. Bring your children back. As long as breath, amen, is in your body. Bring them back, fathers, mother. Bring them all back. Sit them down and talk to them about Jesus. Let them know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. This is Dr. Moore, amen, along with the staff here in Apple Valley. We love you tonight. And as I say, amen, if God delay his coming, we will be back next Wednesday. Seek the Lord while he may be found. And call up on him while he's near. Isaiah 55, amen, and 6. Call up on him, because there's coming a time. Listen, church, there's coming a time. Trouble's going to be so severe, men going to call on him, and he's not going to answer. God bless you. He's going to laugh. When man's fear comes, God's going to laugh at their economy. It's a serious thing. May God bless you, amen, until tomorrow night.